7th of November, 2012. Part 7 in my series of short audio boos about broadband in Ireland. Part 7 of my Audio Mo series in November. And today I'm going to discuss one last reason why we need high-speed broadband across the board here in Ireland, and in fact in any country in the world. And it's education. Because I think there is fantastic opportunity for online education. And I think the opportunities are in a number of regards. First of all, let's consider education of our children. Imagine if your child could have lectures from the world's best teacher in a particular subject. Doesn't matter what the subject is, but just imagine if once a week they could receive a lecture online from that person who is the most talented, the most gifted teacher of that particular discipline. That would be fantastic. And I actually think that may happen in the future. We may in the future be listening to a German teacher who is exceptionally gifted at teaching biology. Our children may once a week, once a month, be getting lessons from that person. And why not? If the most gifted person can be piped into a classroom, then maybe they should be. But even if you think that is fanciful, even if you think, well, hang on, you know, why would we want televised lecturers? There are other aspects of online education that I think are very important. For instance, I regularly watch, or I try to watch, the Creative Live lectures and seminars. And these are lectures and seminars that are hosted in, typically in America, mostly in Seattle. And so you might get a famous photographer, a gifted person, will be talking for 3 days about their craft, about their work, what they do, giving advice on anything. Could be creative, it could be business related, it could be anything. And that is piped out to the world for free via the internet. And anybody in the world can watch it. You can register and you can watch for free. Now, you can download the feed, which they record afterwards, so that you can watch it at your leisure afterwards. But for the duration of this education, for the 3 days that it might be on, or the 2 days that it might be on, or the 1 day that it might be on, it is free and piped free to the world. Except I have to watch it on the low bandwidth option. And even then, it stutters and stops. And it's really annoying and very difficult to hear and keep up with what's being said and what's being done. But I think this is a model. This is a model for the future. Online delivery of educational content in that way, live streaming from conferences. For instance, SOBCON. There are a number of people listening to this who are associated with SOBCON. And SOBCON is a conference where you work very hard on your online business. And part of the conference, a number of the sessions, are actually piped out, broadcast for free for everybody in the world to watch and look at. And again, I have the same thing. I'm trying to watch this conference. I'm trying to pick up on what the speakers are saying. And it's so frustrating that I can't. And it's only going to increase. I think this delivery, online delivery of live educational content is only going to increase. And even recorded content is going to increase. I mean, TED Talks, they're fabulous. They're fantastic. But they would be so much better for me if I could actually watch them straight through without the computer having to buffer the feed. And of course, as these feeds get heavier and heavier, because the quality of the video is going to get better and better and better. And also, you can see online live delivery of education is going to involve graphics, and it's going to involve all kinds of technological great things to help us understand the concepts that are being taught, but they are going to place a demand on our internet connections. So that's one aspect of it. That's the receiving of education. And I think that's very important. But also for people like me, I can see massive opportunities for me to deliver content and deliver education, and for other people as well to deliver education into the world on a live feed basis. For instance, using Google+. Google+ is a fantastic service, principally because, well, I think because of the Hangout option that you have with Google Plus, which I think is an absolute game changer. But every time I try and have a Google Plus Hangout, it's a nightmare, let alone that I should try and invite 9 students for a live session on, it could be photography, it could be video, it could be audio, whatever. So if we don't have proper broadband, excellent broadband connections, we're not going to be able to deliver content. So we're hindering the exchange of information, we're hindering the exchange of education. I think that's a very important thing to consider. If your infrastructure, internet infrastructure, isn't up to snuff, you're not going to be able to participate in where I think education is going to be heading in future. Now, just a couple of thank yous. Mac McColgan in Scotland, who has, by the way, one of the most beautiful voices you will ever hear, has highlighted an issue as well, that it's not just things of business, because I've highlighted a lot of business-related things in this series of audio booths. And it's not just business, he says. It is actually a whole quality of life. These days, pretty much, our life is piped in to our house via the internet. So I will link to Mac's audio booth from my own website, the digitalstoryteller.net. And look for Audio Mo 7, day 7 of this series, and there'll be a link there to Mac's own audio booth, because it's a very valid point. He's right. He's absolutely right. It is not just business that's going to be hampered by a lack of internet connectivity. It's going to be individual households who are going to have their quality of life impinged if there isn't proper internet access. It's going to create a society, two-tier society. We're going to be going back to a class system almost. You know, those who have proper high-speed broadband internet connection and those who have to make do with much less. What else can I tell you? I'm going to bring up speed on my efforts to find out from Ireland's politicians what they're thinking and what they think of the national broadband plan that has been outlined by Minister Rabbit. So who have I contacted? Well, I've contacted the 4 main political parties in Ireland, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin. Fianna Fáil, I've already sent emails via the online presence, because that seemed appropriate, to the relevant spokespeople on communications in the Dáil and the Seanad. That's the lower and the upper house here in Ireland. Similarly, Fine Gael, I should give you the names of these people, shouldn't I? Yes, I should. So the Dáil spokesman for communications for Fianna Fáil is Michael Moynihan, and the Seanad spokesman person for Fianna Fáil on communications is Mark Daly. The Fine Gael, I suppose, equivalents are Fergus O'Dowd, who speaks in the Dáil on communications issues for Fine Gael, and in the Seanad it is Tony Mulcahy. As for Labour, now Fine Gael is one of the, if you don't know Irish politics and you don't know the situation in Ireland, we have a coalition government at the moment. Fine Gael is, I suppose, the senior partner, and Labour would be the supporting partner. And it is actually Labour who have the minister responsible for broadband in Ireland, and who also recently launched the National Broadband Plan, which we'll be discussing in great detail later this month. Pat Rabbit, and I have also sent an email to Pat Rabbit at his department with some questions. I will put the text of the email to Pat Rabbit on my blog as well, just so you can see the kind of questions that I'm asking, the tone that I've asked it in. I think it's important to be open. I think that you deserve to know the questions I'm asking and how I'm approaching it, just so that you can give me a guiding hand if you think I'm not doing it right. So there we are. So that's where we are at the moment. Oh, no, Sinn Féin, I can't tell you who the Dáil spokesman and the Seanad spokesman person is for Sinn Féin, because I haven't yet heard back from them. I'll be brutally honest with you. I know they have a Dáil presence. I actually didn't check to see if they had a Seanad presence. I don't know enough, and I'll be honest about this, about Irish politics to know whether you automatically as a political party have representation in both houses. Somebody, I am sure, is going to correct me on this and point this out to me. But I have contacted Sinn Féin and I have asked for the names of the relevant people who were the spokespeople for communications on that topic, communications for the party. And I'm waiting an answer back. Again, that was done via email because it seems the appropriate way to do it, considering that we are talking about the internet. And that's really the update for today. From tomorrow onwards, we'll get off the topic of why should we have high-speed internet broadband, and we'll start looking at what our options are at the moment in Ireland. What is the service that we can get right now? And just on that topic, I'm going to thank Bernie Goldback, Top Gold, because he has highlighted an alternative way to connect to the internet right now that is actually quicker than landline. But we will talk about that over the next couple of days. We'll talk about who the providers are and what services that they are delivering. Sorry, I've gone on far too long once again. I do apologise, I've taken up far too much of your time. Thank you so much for listening, and join me tomorrow for part 8.